Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. We got a fantastic broadcast. As always, Catherine's got a great guest for us. Larry Klayman will be here in about a half hour from Freedom Watch. And we'll discuss this whole contempt, FISA situation, where we are now, what is next. We'll have him break it down, maybe in a Reader's Digest version, very complicated. Certainly are not going to find much answers on corporate media, that's for sure, if you're looking for the truth. But anyway, he'll break it down so we can see where we are, where we're going. James Perloff, he's written a new book, of course. You know, he's very famous for his Truth is a Lonely, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, which is a fantastic title. His new book, 13 Pieces of the Jigsaw, 13 separate, incidences from history or time periods. And we're told they're one thing and maybe a different perspective on them from his research. So we'll get to that in this book, 13 Pieces of the Jigsaw, James Perloff and Larry Klayman. Until then, we're going to be doing some news with Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be on the Power Hour again there. My favorite place.
Well, very good.
besides the shooting range.
Well, I think the storms have, looks like today the weather's broken a little bit.
I hope so. I'm so sick of the rain. Man, did it deluge last night.
They sure used the rain in other parts. I mean, it's just crazy. Some parts are the craziest droughts you've ever seen, and then others, it just won't stop raining whatsoever.
It's those weather wars.
Let's get to some news. ISIS fanatics depict Big Ben, meaning Big Ben in London.
The clock. I got it.
On fire as chilling posters warn of London attack soon, quote unquote, and show knife-wielding suicide bomber in New York. Both posters use just terror as a tagline, while the threat to London appears alongside a quotation from Quran's sword verse. And when the sacred months have passed, then kill the polytheists wherever you find them and capture them and besiege them and sit and wait for them at every place of ambush.
Wow.
I thought the Quran was a peaceful book.
That's what they tell us.
Well, I mean, you could say the same thing about the Bible, you know.
But they say death to the infidels in it, so.
That's what's going on in London. You'll be gurn in the morning. Theresa May faces new coup today after gamble to force Brexit deal through by offering second referendum backfire. Theresa May faces a new coup after gamble has fallen through. The offer was blasted by MPs on all sides and left Brexiteers seething at her portrayal.
Brexiteers. She's gone. I think she's going to be gone real soon.
Brexiteer sounds like mouse
kid. It does sound. They want to diminish him or something.
I don't know. Sounds like Annette Funicello.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I had a crush on her when I was a kid. I
think, a lot of people did, I'm sure.
She was.
Who's the guy, Frankie Avalon?
He wasn't on the Mouseketeers.
Who was it? Oh, but he was in the movies with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they made Beach Banquet Bingo, I think.
Anyway, how in the world did we get from England Brexit to Disney? I don't know. I'll be asking my colleagues tomorrow to agree to a rule change so we can hold an immediate confidence vote if Theresa is not prepared to stand down now, says Nigel Evans. He's a Brexiteer.
Does he have his little ears?
He has a hat with little ears on it, an EU and a cross through it.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Now, if he carried a M1 with it, now that might have a little sway.
A little backing.
Yeah.
Mrs. May said it gave MPs one last chance to deliver on the 2016 referendum result. I'm so sick of
hearing about this. Yeah, so sick of it. It's been like 2.5 years. They're supposed to be done with it and out of there, you know?
Here's another serious using chemical weapons. Look out. Oh, we got to do something.
Oh, no.
U.S. says signs Syria may be using chemical weapons, warns of quick response. This is from Reuters. United States sees signs the Syrian government may be using these weapons, including an alleged chlorine attack in northwest Syria over the weekend. We are still gathering information on the incident, but we repeat our warning that if the Assad regime uses chemical weapons, the United States and our allies will respond quickly and appropriately.
But it's somebody washing the clothes, knock over a Clorox bottle. And their sensor picked it up.
Everybody went, yeah.
Yeah, and their sensors picked it up.
Everybody went running. I don't know. U.S. intercepts Russian bombers, fighter jets off the coast of Alaska.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that.
U.S. F-2 stealth jets intercepted 4 Russian bombers and 2 Russian Su-35 fighter jets. The latest intercept comes amid tensions with Russia on a wide range of geopolitical issues and a week after Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, met Vladimir Putin in the resort town of Sochi, where he warned Russia about interfering in U.S. elections.
Oh, gosh.
Well, what does that mean?
Doesn't mean nothing.
We interfere, well, to start with, yeah, we interfere in
everything.
Elections.
Everybody, yeah.
Don't you think people are sick of having us lecture them?
Yeah. I'm sick of it. I'm one of them.
Yeah. Well, we're not. This isn't our government. I mean,
no,
we know that.
No, it's not.
This is, it's, anyway. From NBC, impeachment talk intensifies as Trump's ex-White House counsel is a no-show at Judiciary. You have any thoughts on this impeachment talk?
Well, it's against the law. They can't, you know, it's already been settled that they can't bring him into court or in front of Congress. It's already been settled.
Oh, settled? What do you mean?
It's already been to court, and they found that the top counsel of the president does not have to go in front.
You mean Don McGahn?
Yeah. He's one of the top counsels of the president, and it's already been adjudicated that they don't have to show up in front of Congress.
Well,
executive privilege.
Well, John Yarmuth, he's a Democrat from Kentucky, and he's the House Budget Committee chairman. He disagrees with you.
And he disagrees with the Supreme Court.
Well, okay. Well, I do too on several things.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
But that's another story. That's another story here in the news. There's a growing understanding that the impeachment process is inevitable when not if, says John Yarmuth.
Okay. What does that mean?
What's your point?
Yeah, exactly. They've been saying
Why are you telling me?
They've been saying that before he got elected. Let's impeach him.
It boggles my mind that we're in a situation where we're putting up with this or we're dealing with this.
Yeah.
Do you agree with him? Do you think they're going to go try to impeach?
No. He'll be shooting himself in the foot. I don't think so. I think it's all bluster.
I think especially before the election, I don't see how.
Maybe after the election, if they, you know, but I doubt it. It's all nonsense. It's all nonsense.
I can't see him do it before the election. Would be death.
It'll
to
be
their
suicide.
Unless they think they have no chance anyway.
Well, unless they find a lot of Jason Amashes on the Republican side.
What a. let's move on before I just say something I shouldn't. Out of Bloomberg, U.S. federal wall funding of $1.57 billion yields. You know how much of a fence they've built with that $1.5
billion? 75.8 meters.
That was funny. That was funny.
What does that translate into yards, Dan?
Not many. Less than a football field. Well, you've underestimated the government. For the first time, somebody's actually underestimated what the government has done. No, it yields 1.7 miles of fence.
Oh.
So 1.5 billion yielded 1.7 miles.
I'll have to stick up for the government and say it's probably built over the mountains.
Well, that's a.
So it was hard to build.
Well, this is just so you know. That's 100 million for every tenth of a mile.
Money's well spent.
That's about 100 million for every tenth of a mile.
Wow.
Tenth of a mile. U.S. Customs.
Constantino wire, like we talked about.
A lawyer for the U.S. House of Representatives provided the information yesterday to a judge in Oakland who is weighing requests from 20 state attorney generals and the Sierra Club to block Trump from using funds not authorized by Congress to build the wall. So they want to know.
They can't do that.
They can't do what?
They can't block it.
I don't see how they can, because they just...
You know, you might have somebody, some crazy judge do it, but it'll be overturned.
Oh, you can get the funding from the Defense Department.
Yeah, exactly. It's nonsense.
I don't know why we're arguing about this. It's a
non sequitur. What is that? Is it non sequitur? Is that though?
Non sequitur? What do you mean?
I don't know.
It's a non-starter.
There you go.
Yeah. Another state in this popular vote crap. Why in the world, if you were in a state, would you vote to give your vote to popular, for national election to the popular vote? Why would you do that?
Idiots.
I mean, why would you? Nevada passes national popular vote bill in bill to upend electoral college. The Nevada State Senate approved yesterday a national popular vote bill. This is another state, 12-8. If signed as expected by Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak, Nevada would become the 16th jurisdiction to join the compact, along with 14 states and the District of Columbia. Well, what? The compact would take effect after states totaling 270 electoral votes, and with Nevada, the total now is 195. So once they reach 270, they think basically they've overturned the Electoral College.
Ain't gonna happen.
Well, I don't see how this is legal.
It's not legal.
If you want to amend the Constitution, you gotta go. It takes three quarters of the states.
Correct.
Not 20 states get together and decide that we're gonna collude. Change. Yeah.
Who collude?
Maybe we should ask Larry Klayman about that.
Oh, that's a good question. He's great. Love Larry Klayman.
Remind me that during the break. I got to write that down because I know my mind will go somewhere else. New Mexico County rejects migrant relocation and asks Trump to close the border. So not everybody out west wants the border open. A lot of them want it closed. We just don't hear about them. The county has approved a resolution opposing the relocation of migrants within its boundaries as federal authorities grapple with the influx of people crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. I am so sick of hearing about this.
Me too.
And you seem confident that something's going to get done about this.
I do. I'd rather be stopped before it, but it's going to be taken care of.
So my wife last night, wee hours in the morning. Apparently she was, I told her about, told you about, she goes back and forth on Facebook with her brother and.
Oh, yeah, there's a big rock. There's a big fight going on.
There's a
row.
In
the family.
Yeah, there's a row.
Yeah, a rub.
There's a rub for sure. Well, her brother said, we have plenty of room for, illegals. And if, we don't have enough room for illegals, then I guess patriots should not be having children.
Oh, man.
And that's the stupid things that's coming out of it. And,
well, he's a stupid person.
Well, about this, he's not that's the problem. He's not stupid. But this is what you send your child to school for. You're playing Russian roulette. How they come out.
Yeah. And they're usually going to come out, leaning left.
And, her family is salt of the earth, conservative, very religious background, blah, 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 the whole nine yards.
That program is powerful in the school. It's really powerful.
This leads me to this story, which I saw this late yesterday, and I included it today. It's interesting, these stories, how they are posed and the language that they use. And how they're getting us to frame an argument. Mm-hmm. And they're programming you and you don't even know it.
Correct.
Reporting. Anyway, babies aren't babies until they're born. This is an NPR memo instructs staff to dehumanize babies. Now, this is literally their memo to their staff at NPR, National Public Radio. Babies are not to be referred to as babies until they're born. A missive from the NPR chief reminds writers and on-air personalities. Mark Memmott issued a guidance reminder.
guidance.
I'm just guiding you.
I'm just pushing you this way.
That the don't use the unborn and don't use baby, but refer to, a baby in the womb as fetus.
Sounds par for the course.
Yeah, but that doesn't bother you.
Yeah, yeah, but they, everything on TV is programmed.
Additionally, he notes staff must avoid such terms as late-term abortion and abortion clinics. So don't use the term abortion clinics. It should be referred to as a medical or health clinic that performed abortions. The medical clinic.
Medical.
thought it was a murder factory.
Yeah, I think you're right.
A medical clinic? health clinic? What health are we talking about?
It's certainly not of the fetuses.
The babies.
The babies.
What are you? You've already fallen.
They're already programmed.
You've already programmed it. It's a baby. NPR. This is important that NPR appears accurate and neutral.
Neutral. What a joke.
Anyway, I'm reading this article about, I don't know, maybe I can find it real quick.
Everybody on NPR sounds zombieized.
Here, let me see if I can find this article. And let me read this. I want to read just the first part of it. I risk being able to get back to the news on my computer here, but let me read this.
Go.
All right. I'm going to read just the first little bit here. And I want you to see how this is shaped and how new, you know, this is supposedly a news and how it's supposed to be neutral and
right.
Whatever.
Independent. Neutral.
The title of the article is Daily Duels Over Abortion Outside Alabama Clinics. So this is from Montgomery. It's been a particularly tough week for Margot Hartline, a volunteer. I'm going to kind of emphasize these words that they use. A volunteer who holds a large umbrella over women going into an Alabama abortion clinic so their faces are unidentified to religious activists. Last week, the southeastern U.S. state passed the strictest anti-abortion law in the country, and Hartline says there's been a jump in harassment from anti-abortion activists who shout from across the street at women going into the clinic. They're ramping up everything, and we're worried that more people are going to show up. Wearing a rainbow-colored vest, Hartline works from the porch of the Powerhouse, chillingly like the Power Hour, the headquarters of a local reproductive rights group that escorts women into reproductive health services, the clinic right next door, which is one of only three in the state. Okay, I could have written that article about 10 different ways. Do you see how they chose the right?
Oh, yeah.
And the words they use.
Oh, yeah.
Anti-abortion,
yeah.
Reproductive rights,
yeah.
Volunteer. You know, how they...
Oh, when she volunteers, I have one question. Is she eligible to get her Ferrari when she volunteers?
Does she earn credits?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick, isn't it?
It is sick.
That is sick.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know how that lady lives with herself being on TV and says, I want a Ferrari, got caught, and it's all over the country, you know?
Well, she has a whole network of people behind her to support her. Maybe she's a Satanist. I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe that's her religion. I don't know. But I want to show you that, ladies and gentlemen, go over that so you can see the way words are used. And NPR, this proves how they really know how important words are.
Oh, yeah.
God, so you see
that, it's been that way since the 70s.
Well, even more so, but certainly almost complete control over corporate media in the 70s. Yeah. William Colby from the CIA testified. That's why shows like ours are so important. And we're supported by you. See that NPR? They get money from the government.
The government.
And see, George we get Soros. Money from you. See the difference?
Yeah, I do.
The Pentagon finally admits it investigates UFOs from the New York Post.
Oh, we knew that. Oh, gosh.
City sues business for flying giant American flag in Statesville, North Carolina. And the Camping World CEO doesn't care. And they're trying to fine them $50 a day. And they're trying to change it. They're not backing down. So we'll see where this goes.
We'll have to talk to Larry about it.
Another MS-13 teen who was let go at the border has murdered somebody from Epic Times. I don't even want to go into that. Home sales fall again despite lower mortgage rates. Mortgage rates are going down, home sales are not.
Yeah.
These homes, they cost too much.
They cost too much. They're way too expensive.
From RT, China's other nuclear option in trade war with the United States is rare earth minerals. They have a lock on a lot of these.
They do.
They have a stranglehold.
They've been buying them up for the last 15 years going around the world.
Well, that shows you what we've been doing. Why haven't we?
We got plenty of them, and we got plenty of rare earths in America, but they won't let anybody mine them.
New York Times editor Dean Baquette predicts doom for local newspapers, quote, most will die in the next 5 years.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, everything's going digital. I mean, this is pretty obvious. The great crisis in American journalism is the death of local news. So that means news then becomes controlled by NPR.
That's right.
Who's funded by the government and George Soros, who won't let it die.
That's right.
See, they won't let it die. They won't let it die. And now you see the importance of the censorship that we're going through and other shows like us, other broadcasts like us. So then all that will be left is this controlled, neutered, sterile, where they use words like anti-abortion and volunteers and reproductive health rights
and told what to say. Yeah, you want your $100,000 job? You do exactly what we say.
Giant island of plastic rubbish. You know, there's one in the Pacific.
I've seen it. It's big.
Well, now there's one in the Sea of Corsica, so it's developing out there too.
Oh my! I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, off of France. Corsica and Elba, the island, the Italian island in there in the Mediterranean, or near the Mediterranean. I'm not up on my Corsican geography, but it's over there somewhere. Ford way to finish driverless deliveries. You've heard of that push. Package carrying robots. That's what they're looking for. Package carrying robots. So another way to get people out of a job. Health news. Woman injured by flu vaccine obtains $2.5 million settlement from the U.S. government, but they don't harm anybody. They're perfectly safe. Another little salvo in my, or in the discussion between my wife and her brother. So she wakes me up. I mean, I kind of, she's talking to me about this. Yeah. She's just totally fired up.
I don't blame her.
And he's using words calling her anti-science. And she went back to him. And said, science, there is no study that says vaccines are safe. Ladies and gentlemen, when somebody says science is settled,
yeah,
there is no scientific study that says that vaccines have proven vaccines safe. There's no double blind placebo study. And his response was, well, it'd be immoral to do that. What planet are you from?
But yeah, exactly.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? A really interesting article. These three healthy sources of fat can relieve your adrenals, anxiety, depression, fatigue. Difficulty sleeping. Check out that article. Omega-3 fats are very important.
Mm.
And these are the best foods for fighting seasonal allergies. Raw honey, bee pollen, dandelion. You know, it's got to be local. It's got to be real honey.
Right. It's got to be local.
Yeah. Pineapple juice. I didn't know. I guess probably because of the quercetin in it, maybe. I don't know. I think it's high in quercetin. Oh, bromelain. Which is antihistamine.
Mm-hmm. And digestive, too.
Pet news. And I won't vaccinate my dog. That's how I feel about vaccines. Maybe the rabies I would think about.
Well, supposedly.
Anti-vax movement spreads to pets.
Supposedly, the Germans got clean vaccines. They cost a ton.
I'm sure somebody does.
Mm-hmm.
That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy. And plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 311, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. One of our favorite lawyer friends. You know, many people, they really don't like lawyers. Well, this lawyer I love, Larry Klayman. He's founder of Judicial Watch, FreedomWatchUSA.org. This is a new venture, FreedomWatchUSA.org, and he is on that wall, and this is the man that we want on that wall. Larry, welcome back to the Power Hour.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, very good. Now, it seems like TV has, for 2 years, all we've heard about is the Mueller investigation, and now all we're hearing about is the fallout from it. In, you know, 5 minutes or less, give us a Reader's Digest breakdown of what actually just occurred, the contempt or possible contempt charges of Barr, and really where we're going from here.
To get rid of one issue, the contempt charges against Barr, there will be no contempt that can be enforced. I mean, we know what happened with Eric Holder and Fast and Furious. That's not going to happen. Attorney General Barr is doing the right thing. He's holding his ground. But I want to clear something up here because there's a lot of misinformation out there. And Attorney General Barr, I think I give him credit. I didn't think he would actually go that far, so I want to thank him on behalf of the American people that he put his foot down and ended the Mueller investigation. But, of course, now we know that the Democrats are coming after him. They're making him an issue, as well as the president claiming just this morning with Nancy Pelosi, there's a huge cover-up. It's bigger than Watergate, you know, all this nonsense. It's ridiculous. It's all posturing. But Barr began this counter-investigation. And one thing you have to remember, there is no grand jury. There's no grand jury proceeding here. It's simply he's gathering information. And I know from past history, having done this now for 25-plus years, from the time I started Judicial Watch in 1994 to Freedom Watch today at freedomwatchusa.org, you can see what we're doing. that this is for show, it's not for dough. It's to push back on the Democrats, to tell the Democrats that if you want to take me apart and you want to take the president apart, I'll take you apart too. It's mutual assured destruction. It's like what we go through with China and Russia with nuclear weapons. And in the end, all parties will walk away. They'll get their time on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. The politicians will raise money. Most of them will be reelected, and that'll be it. But the real misinformation, and this is the problem that I have, is that when I watch cable news on the conservative side, Fox News in particular, and then on the nighttime shows, and I appreciate the fact that Sean Hannity and company are getting things out. It's very repetitive, however, but nevertheless, it's like advertising, repetition, is that they're selling something that's not going to happen. They're doing that to boost ratings for advertising dollars. All of a sudden, Sarah Carter and Sean Hannity, we're going to get justice. People are going to be indicted. People are going to be put away. That's not going to happen. We know from past history that's not going to happen. I fought the Clintons for 10 years. I'm still fighting them. We know that I had a finding against Hillary Clinton that she committed a crime, Bill Clinton, rather. We know that Hillary Clinton was found to have lied in front of a grand jury during during Whitewater, Freudian slip, by independent counsel Robert Ray, who's now doing consultancy for Fox News. I mean, the guy said, I'm not going to indict her because I don't think a D.C. jury would convict her. But yet he said she committed perjury. The higher ups do not hold each other accountable. They'll burn a couple lower level people to say that they got the job done. They'll get some scalps and they'll walk away, because to burn the higher ups means that you're going to expose yourself to the same thing. And we've got this deep intelligence state. I've gotten two preliminary injunctions against the Obama's NSA for the mass surveillance against the American people. They have dirt on everyone. They even have Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails, which no one ever wants to admit that this was a complete charade with regard to her. So that's what we see. We see reality television here, but we don't see reality. And that's why at Freedom Watch, I've started these citizens' grand juries, which are going to be starting in the next few weeks. The former great Justice Antonin Scalia ruled in a case styled United States versus Williams in 1992 that the grand jury belongs to the American people. It does not belong to the three branches of government. So we're going to put Mueller in front of the grand jury. We're going to put Comey in front of a citizen's grand jury. We're going to put Rosenstein, McCabe, the Lovebirds, the intelligence czars under Obama, Brennan, and Clapper, Obama himself and the Clintons, and we're going to seek their indictments. And I'm confident we're going to get them through American citizens. We have the right to enforce the laws ourselves. Our Justice Department has failed us. We didn't have a Justice Department until 1870, on July 1st, it was created. Before that, the American people meted out justice. Last weekend, I watched the movie Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner. I mean, watch that. This is what we had to do in the Old West. I'm not advocating killing anybody, no, peacefully and legally. But we need to take matters into our own hands. So if people want to support what we're doing at Freedom Watch, sign up for our Justice League. If you want to donate, it's tax deductible. At freedomwatchusa.org, the American people now are going to mete out justice. While I commend Attorney General Barr for ending the Mueller investigation, it's like a shell game. Now we have the Democrats doing the same thing in Congress, and they're going to do that. They're going to push it to try to influence the next election, which we're not involved with as a public interest group. We let the chips fall where they may fall, but we seek justice. And we're going to seek justice through these citizens' grand juries and Freedom Watch's hard-hitting lawsuits. But don't be fooled by what you see on Hannity, because that's sales. That's to try to boost ratings and advertising dollars. You know, all of a sudden there's a breakthrough. Okay. There's no breakthrough. We know that from past history.
All right, let me ask a couple questions. This is important. What you just said is very big. One, as a side note, I believe, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, John Durham, appointed by Barr to look over this, has grand jury powers and has formed a grand jury. I mean, that's the rumor. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe you want to comment on that about this investigation. And then let's go into more detail exactly what you're talking about, citizens grand jury.
Yeah, and let me explain something here. And this, I don't mean to in any way demean or disparage John Durham, but he is a career prosecutor. He got up the line by scratching the backs of people that would promote him. If he was to bring very strong indictments against these higher-ups, his career's over. The Democrats would block any higher appointment. That's why you needed a special counsel. At one time, I recommended myself. I still do. It's not going to happen. They don't want anybody that would actually get the job done. I have 31,000 names on our website at freedomwatchusa.org asking that I be appointed special counsel. If not me, then you find somebody else who has enough independence, who isn't a career prosecutor. I was a Justice Department prosecutor. Number two, Durham, you know, is being given accolades for his prosecutions with regard to Whitey Bulger, a dual FBI mafia informant in Boston. Okay, who ran that investigation? Robert Mueller ran that investigation. And the fact is, he never indicted Mueller for prosecutorial misconduct, which occurred up there. He indicted a lower-level FBI official, a lower FBI special agent. And that's the way it works. They'll find somebody at a lower level, but they won't go to the higher level. Now, Jerry Corsi, who I successfully represented, he wasn't indicted. Roger Stone was. Jerry told the truth. He didn't threaten witnesses like Roger did. And he was not indicted. Well, Corsi has sued Mueller for violation of his constitutional rights. I brought the lawsuit. That's going forward. That's a direct frontal attack against Mueller. I've got to file a pleading on that. Mueller's seeking to dismiss it. I don't believe that he has grounds to dismiss it, other than the fact that the judge is a Democrat appointee. So we'll see what happens with that one. But we have very strong grounds. He violated grand jury secrecy rules. He violated constitutional rights on invasion of privacy and mass surveillance, just like he did with the president, and a lot of other infractions. So I'm confident that's going to go forward in the end, one way or the other. But the citizens' grand juries, you get people who, you know, can make an unbiased decision. Doesn't matter what their politics are, what their race, color, or religion is, but who can make an unbiased decision, find probable cause. Clearly, Mueller, for instance, has violated a number of criminal statutes, whether it's leaking grand jury information or what he did with Jerry Corsi, asking him to lie. If he wasn't going to lie, then he'd be indicted. In fact, Mueller did the same thing Roger Stone did. He tampered with witnesses. So these people need to be held accountable. Comey needs to be held accountable for everything that he did, obstructing justice. Rod Rosenstein was going to be wired to entrap the president and get him removed under the 25th Amendment. These people need to be held accountable. Citizens can indict. We will then find a retired judge or someone that's suitably neutral. You don't have to be a judge, a lawyer to be a judge, to try the case. We'll try it against a jury of their peers. We'll, of course, tell the defendants they can come and defend themselves. They probably won't. We will get convictions, we will sentence them, and we will seek to mete out the sentences peacefully and legally. In fact, we'll ask President Trump to enforce it. If they don't, we have the powers to enforce it ourselves. No violence, it'll be done peacefully. But this also sets an example for the American people. It's educational. I'm going to have this live streamed, if not televised, on a courageous network that is not afraid of political correctness. And we're going to show the American people that we need to take back our justice system. And that's what needs to be done. Now, my former group, Judicial Watch, which I founded, they get documents. That's fine. But what are you going to do with the documents once you get them? They don't go beyond that. We're going beyond that. We get documents and we lay it on the table. We have enough documents. We're swimming in documents. I've got enough evidence to have all these individuals indicted, tried, convicted, and sentenced. So that's what we're doing. And we need somebody who is fearless to do it. I've always been that way. And we need American citizens to stand up for their country and not wait for somebody else to do it for them. I'm never going to get down on my knees and beg the Justice Department to do what the American people should do. We need to do it ourselves because the Justice Department is not going to do it. And this guy, John Durham, he's probably a very good guy. I've never met him, but he's a career prosecutor. There's no evidence that there's a grand jury this morning. I don't know if there will be in the future, but in any event, I can guarantee you, in 25 years, let the listeners ask themselves a question. Who at a high level has been held accountable in our lifetime? Not even Richard Nixon. Not that he was all bad. He's one of our better presidents by default. Yeah, so that's the issue here. I'm talking plainly And the American people need to understand that this is a way just to push back right now. It's not a way to bring about justice.
I am very excited about what you said. I think you mentioned education. I think people understand their power and what the Constitution, what the Declaration of Independence really meant, common law. What does common law mean? What does authority mean? What does we the people mean? All these things have been subverted and pulled apart from us by well-meaning fools and by, you know, people with agendas, obviously, and this is what we've gotten. Your move, does it – it obviously – upends the apple cart. It obviously takes the power away from the quote-unquote deep state, which you so eloquently have described here. They never take responsibility. They never have their just due never comes to them. And so it's our responsibility. How in the world do you propose that the people actually enforce their will here for justice?
Well, I will never advocate using physical means or violence to enforce it. But at some point, when it becomes clear and we have the legal authority, you can go to freedomwatchusa.org at the bottom of the homepage, citizens grand juries, read the history of them. Some states have them. So it's not something that Larry Klayman invented. Some citizens in some states like Montana can go in front of a grand jury themselves and seek indictments. Now, you don't need evidence. That's what Justice Scalia said. At a grand jury level, you don't need actual evidence. It could even be hearsay. We have enough that's out there right now. At the trial, that's an opportunity to prove their innocence. And I don't agree completely with that, because sometimes grand juries are used in an inappropriate way, as we've seen with Mueller. But the fact is, that's the law right now. That was a majority opinion by Scalia, never been overturned, that those grand juries belong to us, not to the three branches of government. And, you know, by going out there and showing that we can do it for ourselves, I think there will be a groundswell, particularly among conservatives, libertarians, people of faith, to have President Trump step in to enforce the convictions. And he must do that. He's gotten bad advice in many respects over the last 2 years, is that he could have pushed back just like Jerry Corsi. He could have sued Mueller for illegal surveillance of him, his family, and his colleagues. He didn't. He took the punches. And then when things worked out fairly well for him, you know, you see what happened is that Mueller, in a dastardly, clever way, wrote an impeachment report, kind of like Ken Starr, which he did with Clinton. Ken Starr bailed out, too. He could have indicted Clinton. There's no prohibition against indicting the president. That's nonsense. That's just Justice Department policy. And policy is not law. So Mueller writes this to start the impeachment proceedings and to work the president over. So what was accomplished with the good findings of Mueller? Little to nothing. So now we have to do it for ourselves. We have to push back on Mueller. And the president has the power to order investigations. He can't go out and say indict someone or convict someone, but he does have the power to order investigations. And that's exactly what needs to be done, but he won't do that because he's getting bad advice, and he's gotten bad advice for the last 2 years. So we, the American people, we now have to rise up and do it.
I don't know if you're doing this intentionally or it just happens to be the result. It's almost like you're shining a light on the separation of our government, that we don't have a constitutional public information. We have a corporate USA Corp. USA Inc. is our government, and it's kind of separate, not kind of, it has separated from the common law, our republic, and we the people. I mean, do you see that separation? Do you see yourself pulling us back towards the republic with this effort?
Yes, I do. But, you know, the founding fathers were enlightened, I believe, by God. But, you know, maybe the internet connection wasn't totally there, you know, and they made some mistakes. They made some mistakes. In my book, Core is Why and How I Came to Fight the Establishment, which people can still get on Amazon. I explained that we may need another branch of government here, in that the Justice Department is under the executive branch, and it is political. You know, all these people saying the Justice Department's independent, it's not independent. The president's the head of it. So when you have somebody like Obama, it's misused. And when you have somebody like President Trump, he doesn't use it at all. So this, maybe we need to break it away. You know, in some countries, the Ministry of Justice is separate from the rest of the government. For instance, Israel. Israel has indicted two prime ministers, sent two to prison, and one is about ready to get indicted, Netanyahu. And it's minor stuff. Netanyahu will never go to prison for this. It's trumped up. But we need to start thinking about these things because we don't have a Justice Department that's not political, is that we, the American people, now have to do it ourselves. And the other thing I might add, I'll throw this one in, is the judges. They're chosen through political patronage. That's why they're, a lot of them, in fact, most of them, when a political case arises, they wear their politics on their sleeve and their political hacks. Look at this guy, Mehta, Judge Mehta in Washington, D.C., just ordered the president to turn over all of his tax records. I've been in front of him. He's a political hack. He was appointed by Mueller, by Obama, Freudian slip, another one. And he didn't even give the president a stay so he could take it up to the appellate court. He ordered him to turn over his tax returns immediately. So this is what we've got. We need a new system of selecting judges. We need to get rid of this life tenure, maybe 2 5-year terms, renewable for good behavior, so we can get rid of them if they're no good. And there's a mechanism to do that. We can maybe talk about that in a later show. I wish I could do the whole hour today. Just something came up with a client, and I can't do it. But we need to have a method of changing the judicial selection. But you're right, exactly. We don't have a republic anymore. We don't. We have a political game show, you know, which is misused by politicians on both sides of the political aisle. And it's a disgrace. I'm a Republican, personally. But I'm appalled by most of the Republican Party, which is mostly establishment. Most of these people were anti-Trump. You know, they came on the bandwagon now. Lindsey Graham, this is another one. He said he was going to investigate what went on with the Steele dossier, Fusion GPS. He's bailed out. You know why he bailed out? Because he's the one who told McCain, Senator McCain, to give the Steele dossier, which was provided to McCain, to the FBI. He wasn't going to do anything. So now he says, okay, now I can't investigate because we've got John Durham up there in Connecticut. Convenient, right? And let me add one.
We're talking to Larry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Larry. Quickly. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say is that the NSA has dirt on all these people. So does the CIA, FBI.
Sure.
So they don't push too hard. You know, Lindsey Graham has some skeletons in his closet, and so do some of the others. And John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, same thing. Why did he flip on Obamacare? So we're being held under a mass surveillance state, a police state. That's what the judge ruled when I enjoined the NSA in 2013, 2014. And that's why this is just a game. It's not for reality. And both sides of the aisle know it's a game, and that's why these people continue to exist. They continue to stuff money into their pockets, get reelected, and subvert our republic.
We're talking to Larry Clayman from FreedomWatchUSA.org. FreedomWatchUSA.org. If you want to support, you want to learn about what he's doing, please check that out. We just have a few minutes left, Larry. I'm going to change subjects slightly. I think what you're doing is extremely important. One of the biggest stories in the world, America certainly, may possibly in the world, is the turn on abortion. It seems like the abortion issue is turning, especially in the Southeast, especially the Bible Belt Midwest. As a lawyer, somebody really has the pulse of Washington, where do you think this is going?
It's going to the Supreme Court. I mean, what these states are doing is, in my view, quite correct. I'm pro-life. How do you kill something whose heart is beating? How do you do that? What kind of person can do that?
Good question.
And I think women should be forced to have an ultrasound before they have an abortion. They can look inside. Right now, they can even do it in 3D, three-dimensional. And you can see this is a living human being. You know, it is murder. And Alabama was not wrong, and Georgia's not wrong, and Ohio's not wrong. So this will go to the Supreme Court. Now, it remains to be seen. I think that Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Roberts, will bail out. I really do. Kavanaugh's been trying to please the liberals because they threatened to impeach him over what went on. I don't think he did anything improper, but he's afraid. And, you know, I have problems with Kavanaugh on other issues. He's a politician. Roberts, we've seen his stripes. He's become a liberal as of late. So I think what they'll do is they'll cut back on Roe v. Wade. In other words, they'll put some more restrictions on it because it had no rational basis to begin with. You can't kill a baby for sure on the second trimester or third trimester. There's no justification for that unless the life of the mother is at stake. But, you know, it's probably not going to go, but they'll cut back on it. I went to law school with Sally Blackman, the daughter of Harry Blackman, that wrote that terrible Roe v. Wade decision. He was a Supreme Court justice. And I remember in law school standing up, and of course that wasn't well taken at the time. And I said, a woman's right to choose? No, a woman does not have a right to kill. I'm sorry. She does not, no more than the man. And the man deserves a say in it, too. It's his child as well. There are a lot of issues here. They need to be revisited. I don't think it'll be thrown out. It should be thrown out. Even Professor Dershowitz, before he had to appease the left when I started attacking him over Trump, said that Roe v. Wade is an illegal decision.
Yeah, you think? What about, you know, I'm pro-choice on this issue. When I say pro-choice, I mean a woman can decide if she wants to get pregnant or not. She has a choice to be pregnant. Why isn't that angle be pushed more? Why don't you be responsible with your body, with procreation? Why isn't that pushed more?
Well, very well said, you know, and you know, there are a lot of people, I think that's right, that's a very good way of looking at it. There are a lot of people in this country that want to adopt children. So, I mean, there are clinics out there. I remember Dr. Jerry Falwell, who was a friend of mine, and I think they still have it. You know, they'll take pregnant women in. They'll pay for their existence, you know, during pregnancy. They'll give them psychological counseling. They will place the baby in adoption. I don't think that a woman should be, say that, I'm going to be inconvenienced for 9 months. She decided to have sex. She, you know, got the thing rolling. The guy is responsible, too. Who did it, but give the children up for adoption. I'm sorry, it's a much better alternative than killing someone, particularly in the second and trimester and after a heartbeat. So we need to take responsibility for what we do. Out of sight, out of mind is the way it is now, is that women don't want to know what they're killing. They don't want to look. So I think they should be required, even for an abortion, if it's allowed after the heartbeat, to look inside the womb through an ultrasound and see what it is they're doing. Now, some people are heartless, men and women, but I think it would influence a lot of people.
We're almost done. Do you think, say the Supreme Court does what you suggested here and limits Roe versus Wade, but really overturns Alabama, Georgia's decision? I can see a situation where the states, they're just fed up. They're fed up. They say, no, I don't care what you say. We're going to do it this way. And then it's going to
I agree. It is a states' right issue. Family law issues are always states' rights. It doesn't belong at the federal level. There's no interstate commerce with it. It doesn't belong.
There's the music, Larry. Larry, absolute pleasure. FreedomWatchUSA.org. You can keep up with what he's doing. Please check out his grand jury. This is very important. Larry, God bless you, my friend. God keep you. God keep you.
Everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Store, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.